My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
216-474-0092. Browns are practicing in Berea today. Hopefully we'll hear from Denzel Ward, who's been, you know, dealing with concussion protocol. So he's going to speak a little bit today. Hopefully we're going to dip into his press conference a little bit, too. And I think I said general manager. I meant agent survey about the Browns and what agents think about this. So get me up to speed, because like I realized that in the past, the team got ripped pretty good for their facilities and stuff, and they've done major upgrades, including on the weight room out in Berea based on some of these surveys. But that might have been a player survey.
Yeah, so that's the player survey.
Yeah, so what's this one about?
So this is the Athletic will do this every year, and it's a – they'll grab 30 agents from around the league. You know, the guys who are negotiating contracts, occasionally leaking information to beat reporters. You know, those kind of people. The okay. The shadowy figures in the background that we don't talk about who have power.
Oh, the shadow knows.
Well, you know, you always have to look to the shadowy figures, because those are the ones who are really pulling all the strings.
Yes.
So, the Athletic did this report, and it's so funny because you're so used to seeing the Browns all over these things in various ways of, oh, they're a mess. I don't know who to talk to. I don't know about this. I don't know about that. And you go through this report on the Athletic, and one thing takes place that we're really not used to, which is that the Browns are nowhere to be found, really.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So the best run franchises: Eagles, Niners, Chiefs, Packers, Vikings, Steelers, Ravens, Dolphins, Texans, Rams, Lions, Falcons, Colts, Bills. That's it of the 31 responses.
Wow.
Most unstable franchises.
Oh, we got to be in there, right?
Panthers, Raiders, Jets, Jags, Cowboys, Cardinals, Broncos, Commanders. So you're smack dab in the middle.
Well, that's okay. That way, I don't know that we've been here before.
That's a really good place to be. I'm thrilled with that if I'm a Browns fan. It's like, all right, cool. Like, we are right there in the middle. People see us as a stable organization, not as an organization that is a mess. And, like, how many times have we had these conversations where we're shaking our heads going, oh, my God, this organization is such a mess? You know, and we're doing that.
It's normally on Sunday mornings before the game. Some national reporter has, at least it hasn't
cough,
been.
Cough, cough, Jason Lockett for a cough, cough.
Yeah. Right?
Oh.
I mean, God, do you remember all those, especially when Hugh was here? Every Sunday there was a breaking news story about something that was just so messed up for the Browns that week. You're like, I can't believe that we're even talking about this, and yet we're talking about this like minutes or hours before a game started. And then it made the story bigger than the game every week.
It was always such a mess. You know, I used to do the pregame show for the Browns tailgate on 92.3 The Fan before these games started. And it was so funny because it was usually right around 9:20, somewhere in there. You would get the Lock and Fora news drop about something happening inside of the Browns facility that was just ridiculous. and you could basically just write it in stone. And it was usually after about week 8 that you could start really writing it in stone of, you know, there are whispers coming out about the overall quality of Freddie Kitchens and people aren't buying into Seneca Wallace. And like, it would be all sorts of stuff like that. And you were just like, oh, can you people just hush? Like, can someone just not say anything for a week? But no, that's not how it goes. So the Browns not in there. Great to see. Not one of the best, not one of the worst. Right in the meaty part of the curve, right in the middle. This question here, which GM or front office leader do you trust most?
Okay.
And again, this is from agents. We're getting this right off of The Athletic. The first one is Elliot Wolf, got 4 votes. Brett Veach, who is the Chiefs general manager, he got 3 votes. By the way, Elliot Wolf, for those of you who don't know, the Patriots executive vice president of player personnel, GM, whatever you want to call him. Nick Caserio, who is the Texans GM, he got a couple votes. Omar Khan for the Steelers, their general manager, got a couple votes. The Commanders general manager, Adam Peters, he's brand new to that position, he got 2 votes. Others had 18 in there. One of those names mentioned in there? Andrew Berry. Andrew Berry. Agent said it was the GM or front office leader that you trust the most. Nice to see.
Look at that.
Yeah, makes you smile on that one.
A little bit of respect. Not too much respect, but a little bit of respect. A
little bit down the way, who is the best general manager? Andrew Berry got a vote in there, too.
Wait, can you vote for yourself?
He was not in this. This is for agents.
Oh, that's right. Agents. Did it. That's right.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So he's that. Unless he is negotiating for himself.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's like playing chess against yourself. I keep thinking this is a general manager thing. No. It's agents.
Well, that's good for him.
Heck
right?
Yeah.
That's, you don't want to be the team that the agents have to talk to. I can't talk to them. I don't want to talk to them. Why do I got to talk to these guys? What are we doing here? Why do we have to talk to the agent? What? You don't want to be that. Right. Either way.
You want to be easy to work with. You want to be fair.
Yeah.
You want to maintain those relationships with agents because you don't want to cut off a part of players. You know, you don't want to have the players just go like, well, I'm not dealing with that guy. That guy's insufferable. You know, you want those relationships. And it tells you that at least according to one agent, Andrew Berry is the guy you want to deal with and worth dealing with, one of the best GMs that's out there. So, again, this is the Browns. The Browns, for many a year, were not on these lists.
No, are you kidding?
In the positive
side. Or if they
sides.
Were, they were all negative. Yeah,
it was the who's the train wreck. They're like, yeah, right here.
All right, so Andrew Berry got 1 vote for best GM. We'll take it. Who won best GM?
Best general manager went to Brett Veach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Makes sense. You got a lot of Super Bowls and Patrick Mahomes.
And you just pay the bills.
Yep.
That's all you got to do. How many? Did it say how many votes he had?
He had 6. Howie Roseman with 5, the Eagles general manager, Andrew Berry learned a whole lot from.
Let's be honest. It's still not, when you say 6 out of 32, it's not like anybody's sweeping these awards, right? So it means that, you know, you take the top guys and they're kind of in a mix. And if you got a vote itself, that was probably, you know, it's just an honor to be nominated.
Absolutely.
An honor to be looked at by some of these agents. Although I don't know how many general managers care what the agent has to say, right? Let's be honest. I mean, agents are just in the way for a general manager. If the general manager had their choice, they would just talk to the player directly. Right?
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This to me is a positive. Like, I know you would love to see, you know, those ones at the very top of who is the best organization, you know, and all of a sudden the Browns are right there sitting at two, sitting at one, all that stuff. You'll get there. This is building blocks. It's steps. The fact that you are not at the bottom is gargantuan for this team. It is absolutely awesome for them.
I wonder how many of those, the top vote getters, their team, did they make the playoffs last year? Because let's face it, winning cures everything.
Oh gosh, isn't that the truthful statement?
It just cures everything. I'm curious to that too. So, but it is nice to hear the Browns actually get some good news about some of this stuff, because it just doesn't happen.
No,
like we talked about the players survey last year, where they just got, the Browns got shredded for their weight room. Shredded. Now they built a brand new weight room out there, and everyone's like, wow, this is like one of the nicest weight rooms in the NFL.
And let's be 100% honest when it comes to that one. Like, if your weight room is the back 10 yards of the indoor practice facility and you just have weights all over the grass or the turf that's out there,
there is something to work.
It's not exactly a high-class weight room.
But as long as you have the weights that they need and they're high-end, you know, it's high-end equipment where you can feel safe using the equipment, does it really matter if you're in a kind of a situation that's a little gritty where you're working out on a practice facility? Oh,
it's all a matter of perspective. I mean,
and if you're winning, then we just say, well, our guys just get down and dirty.
I mean,
right?
think of the
blue collar workouts.
Especially if you're a public school kid. Think of the weight rooms that you went to when you were a high school public school kid. Like,
converted wrestling room. That's what ours was, yeah.
That was ours as well. It was horrible. It smelled terrible. There was no ventilation in there whatsoever. Like, it was one of those stenches that I don't think could ever be replicated ever, because it was an old wrestling room that then got turned into the weight room with no ventilation. So, I mean, you're talking layers upon layers of body odor and sweat. So you got to think that these guys finding their way into college, and you see these college weight rooms,
oh,
and it's just stupid.
I always think it's crazy when you see the weights and they've got like the school's logo embossed into the weights, and you know they're the same colors as what the school wants, and you know it's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable to see some of these weight rooms.
It's nuts. It blows me away what these weight rooms look like. And so you think of that, and you're like, these guys are coming from college, and they're coming from Georgia, Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, all of that. And then you're back, not totally to where you were in high school, but like, here's the weights that are in the practice facility. You're like, this isn't great. And especially if you're like, let's say, Dalvin Tomlinson or Za'Darius Smith,
who probably have nicer weight rooms in their basement,
or go to the Palace in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And see what the Vikings have, and then turn that around, and you come here, and you're just like, oh my, this is like back to, again, this is back to my high school weight room. So, like, I could see where they would complain about such things, and while your point is 110% accurate, that we would all be like, yeah, the equipment is perfect. It runs well. It has all of these great things with it. You know, these guys are, they're spoiled. You know, they're, let's be real honest, they're spoiled.
It's true. That's all right. If they can win, we don't care if they're spoiled.
Yeah.
When they're losing, that's where we're like, well, I mean, what do you need weights for? Why don't you grab some rocks and move those
right,
around?
Right, exactly. Or build the Bill Belichick hill. Get him on the hill, you know?
At least that's gone. All right, let's come back. We're going to head out to Bria here at some point during the next hour. We're going to hear from Denzel Ward, who has been you know, out for a little bit because of concussion protocol. So we're going to hear from him. We have some other things we want to talk about coming up in the final hour. Like, how much money did that women's Final Four bring into the city? Did you see that number? If you didn't, we're going to talk about it. Coming up, Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan, 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.